This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The Malaysia Airlines tragedy last week has rocked the world of AIDS research. An international AIDS conference started Sunday with a tribute to the half dozen researchers who died on Flight 17. One of them was Joop Lange. He was former president of the International AIDS Society and a mentor to a young would-be doctor named Seema Yasmin. She's now a staff writer for the Dallas Morning News. Seema Yasmin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
First, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. We're all stunned and really sad.
You wrote about Dr. Lange this week. What kind of impact did he have on the world of AIDS research?
A huge impact. It's hard to think of how far we'd have come without somebody like him. He was a fantastic research scientist. So working in the lab, he discovered things in that way, but he was also a humanitarian, a doctor.
Right. You described him as a singular voice in the AIDS community.
And I said that because there was a time in HIV/AIDS research when people thought, we have treatments now for HIV, but there are some places we just can't get them to. And Joop said, no, if we can get a can of cold Coke to remote villages in Africa, we can get HIV medications there. And it was a very brave thing to do. Science is all almost sometimes about following the pack. Joop was a very brave, singular voice on prestigious panels saying, we can get HIV treatments to the poorest of the poor. And not only can we, but we have to. I think about this awful, awful situation as a personal tragedy, because you think about all of the people that Joop impacted. He had an impact on me. I met him when I was 15, and he advised me to go to medical school. And so that changed my life.
So you yourself have had a pretty unusual career. You were a teenage HIV advocate in London. You trained as a doctor. Now you're splitting your time between a professorship at University of Texas, Dallas, and reporting for a newspaper. How did you get from there to here?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think my mom and my family would like an answer to that as well. I think it's just following my passions. So I grew up with an activist mother. I met people like Joop, who said, if you want to change the world, then science is really important, but it's not enough. You have to learn how to care for people. So that kind of mentorship and guidance took me to medical school. Mm-hmm. And then I had a dream job at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yeah, I read you were a disease detective.
I was an officer in the Epidemic Intelligence Service.
What were some of the projects you worked on there? Were some of the places you went?
We had an outbreak of paralysis among inmates at a maximum security prison in the middle of the Arizona desert that turned out to be caused by botulism because they were brewing alcohol in their toilets inside their cells. Then we had Rocky Mountain spotted fever outbreak on some of the American Indian reservations. So there were some strange things, but it was my dream job. We got to investigate outbreaks, try and put a stop to them, and help populations, help communities.
So how do you get from there to a part-time professor, part-time newspaper reporter?
You can only serve as an Epidemic Intelligence Service officer for 2 years.
Really?
So as that 2 years was wrapping up, I thought, what on earth can I do that will be half as exciting as this? And I thought, well, another way of helping people or informing people is by sharing interesting stories with them. And that would take me to really exciting and interesting places. So I found a journalism fellowship at the University of Toronto that takes specialists, so physicians, lawyers, architects, and trains you to tell the news, report the news, and share stories in your given field. So they had a relationship with the Dallas Morning News, so I freelanced with them for a while. And then really, it's all credit to the Dallas Morning News and to the University of Texas at Dallas for coming up with my dream job, which is teaching public health half of the week and reporting public health the other half.
Well, welcome to town, Seema Yasmin, reporter and doctor. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.